Hare Krishna. Still in New Rajadham. I was planning to leave this morning, but I didn't. I went to dress Radisham this morning, and then it was same as I felt, remembered yesterday, and I usually remember when I go and do close service to them, that yes, this is essential part of my life that hasn't been there for, in this case, the last few months, being in Mayapur. And since I came late, I lost one day, namely being able to dress them on Saturday morning. So I thought I would just leave tomorrow, Tuesday, and be able to do that again Tuesday morning. I can't dress them in the evening because I'm taking calls from the Sankirtan devotees between 6 and 8:30. Calls, messages, keeps me pretty busy. And just while we're on the subject of Radisham, I thought I'd report on how the heating in the altar is, because we didn't really know what it was going to be like until the winter, but it's really fantastic. As you know, or if you don't, you know now, the lotus in which they're standing, just look at a picture on the website, is heated. It has hot water flowing through it, and it's hot water pipes, and it's great. I mean, their feet, the temperature at their feet is what I would say would be warm to hot, not uncomfortable. And that means that right up until Srimati Radharani's chest, it is warm. And that's after 2 days. It may warm up even further tomorrow because we turned up the heating. And Shamsundar is bigger than Srimati Radharani. So when I put my hand on Srimati Radharani's head and Shamsundar's hand, the top of her head felt warmer than the top of his head. In other words, it goes all the way up there. But the way I could discern the heat is by seeing the difference between the two. Otherwise, the feet up to their knees are warm. The altar itself is warm, so it works. It's very nice, and real thanks to everyone who participated and helped out in that. And of course, it's not that cold now. Of course, with global heating, you never know how cold it's going to get. And we'll see how it works when it gets really cold. Temperature, of course, in the temple room is not as warm. So when you open the curtains, and the curtains are open during the day, it may be a little different. Having said that, of course, I just did this experiment after Mangal Arti, and the curtains were open, so it's still a very good sign. And today we had class. Well, we have class every day. Today I gave class, and here we're on Kashyapa Muni and Diti, or Diti soliciting her husband to give her a son. And Srila Prabhupada points out that she wanted a son, so this was not illicit sex. This was the type of sex life that Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita, Kamusmi, religious. At the same time, despite the fact that these are Prajapatis, they are very exalted beings. They create demigods, what to speak of all other Praja, all other living entities. And for the little mistake of not waiting and not doing the right thing at the right time, she's going to get a reaction. These are Ishwaras. They're not subject to sinful reaction. And yet still, the laws of karma hold. They get reactions for their activities. And the reaction is going to be that she's going to have demons as children, and those demons are going to cause a lot of trouble throughout the universe. So, Kshurasya Dara Nishita Duratyaya, Srila Prabhupada quotes that it's a Upanishadic verse, I think, that spiritual life is like the edge of a razor, and you have to be extremely careful. Otherwise, how well can you balance on the edge of a razor? So, same thing. We see that even though very exalted, even though in one sense above some of the laws of nature, but still couldn't avoid the inevitable reaction. Similarly, we need to be extremely careful, on our guard, and realize that we've already got a lot of concessions as far as how we're practicing Krishna consciousness. We're already, Prabhupada is extremely merciful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a lot of bandwidth and simply just asking us to chant Hare Krishna in which to function. So, but at least those things that we've been asked to do, we need to remain faithful to them. We can't swerve or diverge off that. Otherwise, we may find ourselves in a condition of difficulty, and that's what Diti found. She wanted sons she could be proud of. She gave birth to demons. Just couldn't wait. So, Utsahan Nishchayat Darya, Rupa Goswami says, one of the qualities of glory is you need to be able to wait, you need to be patient. You do the right thing, then you get the right result. If you don't do the right thing, and here emphasis can be placed on the fact that you got to do the right thing in the right way. Sometimes we can be right in a way that we're effectively wrong. For instance, trying to correct the superior person, maybe some mistake is made, but because our business is not to correct superior persons, therefore we end up being wrong. So it's something to always be very careful about, in the way that Kaviraj Goswami writes, Swaganath Das Goswami's conduct was like lines in a stone. In other words, he didn't diverge at all. don't worry about being a fanatic. Be very careful in executing Krishna consciousness, and then we're on safe ground. Better safe than sorry. And it's a good saying. Hare Krishna.